First half, I was disappointed. So I took the players out at half time because I just felt we were the home team. We had to check the make more urgency in our play. We had to move the ball quicker. It was one of them days. I think the crowd had come, sat there with their arms folded. Come on, entertain us. So we had to give them something to be excited about. So we didn't move the ball quick enough in the first half. Second half, I thought we were fantastic. Chance after chance, and suddenly the first one's gone, and then get the second. And you could see the desire and enthusiasm for the lads to all want to get on the end of scoring a goal as such. So the pleasing thing as well is the clean sheet as well.
Yeah, big to get another clean sheet, but you could easily have had more than two, couldn't you, in that second half? Like you say, lots of chances created.
Well, at the end of the day, I will never criticise a player for shooting unless somebody's in a better position. But I was pleased for Chris Maguire today. I think it's Chris Maguire's goal. I'm not sure if it's his or Atty's goal. Particularly, I'm not bothered really. I'm just pleased we got the 2-0. I feel for Jack McGomer. I thought Jack McGomer was outstanding. The last thing that he was missing from his game was a goal for him today as well.
Yesterday, the big news that Wednesday fans wanted to hear is that Connor Wickham is going to be staying till the end of January. And we saw again today how important he is. It wasn't a one-man show by any means, but he's got another goal, 7 in 9, set up the other one as well. He's on fire, isn't he?
He is on fire, and like I said, the harder you work, the luckier you get. He's put an absolute wonderful shift in at Charlton, and then he's done it again today, and he's got his rewards with his goal. But again, every one of them has put a fantastic effort in. A little bit disappointed with the first half. There was not enough urgency, like I say, or enough tempo, that we didn't move the ball quick enough. But second half, I thought we were by far the better team.
Just to go back to yesterday, can you tell us about the negotiations with Sunderland and how that came about? Because there was all sorts of rumours before the end of the year that this team was interested in Wickham, that team was interested, he was going to go here, there and everywhere, but he wouldn't be staying here. To get him back at least till the end of the month, how did that all come about?
It was a case of me speaking with Gus Poyet at Sunderland. Gus had rung Connor as well. They're happy and delighted that his development is with Sheffield Wednesday at the moment. And the most important thing, like I said, for any player is playing games. And last thing Connor wants to be doing is sat in the stand or sat on the bench at Sunderland. But we're very, very grateful that Sunderland have allowed us to do it. So we've got him for another 28 days. He won't be allowed to play in the cup, as will Roger Johnson. So that leaves the door open for two more people to grab the shirt and keep hold of the shirt.
Do they still have a recall clause?
Which one, sorry?
For Connor Wickham, you know, can they recall him at any time
Yeah,
or?
unfortunately they do. Yeah, there's a 24-hour recall, and like I say, when you're loaning players, that's what tends to happen. There'll be a lot of interest probably with the window open. Hopefully, we'll be one of those clubs that would be wanting to sort of make it full time here as such. But at the end of
Is
the
that
day.
possible? I mean, he's an £8 million striker, isn't he?
Well, at the minute he's showing the reasons why that Sunderland paid all that money for him. But no, when your strikers are scoring goals, it obviously alerts all the other clubs as such. So the most important thing is that he's enjoying his football here. He's got another goal today. I presume Chris Maguire got the goal. But the pleasing thing again is our goal difference as such. That'll probably means an extra point with the teams that are around there. And I think we got out the bottom three today, which is a bit of a lift for us as well.
Yeah, I want to come on to that because when you took over Wednesday, we're 6 points adrift of safety and you're now fifth from bottom in the championship table. That says a lot about the job that you've done.
Well, I just think it's the players that take all the credit because they've got to go over that white line. What I have done is I think I've just put players that we've stayed in games a lot. I think where we've looked more difficult to be broken down. The quality of Roger Johnson and Glenn Leuven's speaks volumes as well. They're experienced pros. They're in the right positions. Like I say, they've got a good habit of getting hit with the ball. And then I just made a decision to bring Chris Kirkland back in. I just felt it was right with the number of games that we had over the season. But all the outfield players, one thing I do ask the players is 100% commitment, and I can't fault them apart from the Bournemouth game at home.
Do you think you've done enough to get the job on a permanent basis now, given that, you know, Wednesday are in a much better position now than when you took over?
Well, that's not my decision. That chairman will make that decision. I'll sit down with the chairman. All my focus now and energy, and I've said to the players now, we've probably got the hardest game of the season coming up on Saturday is Macclesfield away, because I don't want to go there, and I want to go there and enjoy the 90 minutes. I don't want to go there and think it's a bit of a struggle for the 90 minutes. They'll be up for it. We've got to make sure we're up for it. I know that we'll be tactically and physically ready. It's on the mental side. The players they already know now that they've got to start planning and preparing for that Macclesfield game.
Would it be right though, just to keep things going? I mean, the stability is there at the moment. The team's playing well. I saw the team against Charlton. Very good performance. Should have won that game. You've won again today. You know, just to keep things going and not change things at this stage would be a positive, wouldn't it?
Well, at the end of the day, like I say, I'm not in control of that. The chairman will make that decision. I'll probably sit down with the chairman this after I've spoken to you. We'll probably have a glass of wine, the chairman and I. But like I say, my main focus now is getting the team ready, organised and ready for a difficult game at Macclesfield.
Glenn Leuvens has re-signed as well. We must touch on that. That's another positive, isn't it?
It is. At the end of the day, Glenn came here with his connection with Dave Jones, and the pleasing thing is that he hadn't played much football, but we had to get him fit by playing him in games. He's looking sharper and better every game. He organises. I think he should have scored today, actually.
He should have had a goal, shouldn't he, in the first half?
Yeah, I think he got a nosebleed being that far up the pitch. But he's a... He's a proper footballer, like I say. He enjoys defending, he enjoys getting hit with the ball. Same with Roger. And I think they organise the fullbacks and they keep the fullbacks in shape as well. And like I say, it's nice when you go into games that you know that you've got a solid spine as such with Chris Kirkland and the two centre-halves as well.
I've had a few messages from fans saying, you know, at the end of the game, Roger Johnson's waving to the supporters. Is he waving goodbye? Are you going to be able to keep him?
Well, Roger can't play in the cup as well because he's Wolves player. We're still in negotiations with him. Like anything, I think his loan finishes tomorrow. I think it is the 2nd of January. We're in negotiations now that he can't play against Macclesfield because they wouldn't want him cup tied. Oh, actually, I think Wolves are out the cup, I think, are they? I'm not too sure. But I don't think they want him playing in the cup. So it's a case of us sitting down with, speaking to Jez Moxie at Wolverhampton Wanderers. We want to keep him. Roger wants to stay. So, like I say, we need to do a deal and keep him at the club.
Do you suspect there's a deal to be done there? Because I suspect Wednesday want to keep him, he wants to stay. Wolves will probably be open to him staying as well.
Yeah, the problem we do have again is that he's put himself in the shop window. So some of the club might come in and want to buy him as such. I don't think he's going to figure in Wolves' plans as such. But the most important thing, like I say, again, it was another player that Dave brought in. He hadn't played much football. He's gained his fitness from playing through the games, and you can see the quality that him and Roger have together.
And Stephen McPhail, what's happening there?
Mecca's with us till the 18th of January, so again, that'll be sorted out with Mecca.
And good to see Antonio back. Is he getting close to 100%?
Well, he had one day's training yesterday, and back. So I just thought I'd throw him on the bench just in case we needed to chase the game. But I'm pleased he got a few minutes on the pitch. Again, it's been a long while he's been out as such. So the pleasing thing is, like I say, is that the bench is becoming more competitive now, whereas before I was only naming the ones that were a fit. Mm. So again, you need that competition. You need the competition. I do know that obviously we're going to miss two players at Macclesfield on Saturday, so it opens the door for another two, like I said.
And just a final one from me. You know, it is the January transfer window. We've talked about the players that you'd like to keep. Mm. Are you also looking at players you'd like to add?
Yes, definitely. We've got phone calls into various managers who don't want to make a decision at the minute because they've either got suspensions or injuries. Some of their lads aren't they're sitting on the benches. So we're trying to strengthen.
And like I said, what do you think you need?
We all need forwards. We definitely need forwards. Any team needs forwards. I think, and again, like unfortunately, what you're having to do is rely on a yes eventually. So I'll just keep chipping away. Credit to the players today. They've got the shirt and they've got to keep all the shirt. I'm pleased for Chris Maguire coming back in back-to-back games, but he's got to keep producing it week in, week out.